This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, President Obama is pushing his goals to confront climate change and reduce the country's greenhouse gas emissions. His plans will likely not involve pushing legislation in Congress. Earlier this year, in his State of the Union address, the president said if lawmakers wouldn't pass climate legislation, he would take action without them. Professor Nate Holtman is director of University of Maryland's Environmental and Energy Policy Program. He thinks the president is about to present a master plan.
What we will likely see today in his new climate plan is essentially a call to consolidate the various approaches he's been working on over the past couple of years and putting it into a broader strategy.
Holtman expects this strategy will include more initiatives for using renewable energy sources, incentives too, and he thinks that'll impact a number of tech industries.
That will change the, you know, the ecosystem. It changes the investment decision making that is made regarding, for example, a decision about do you put solar on a building rooftop or not.
Jeff Dayett also expects the president will try and nudge consumers and businesses to use more renewables. Dayett is a senior energy analyst at the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says the president needs to push for technologies we already use but don't use enough.
We have most of the sort of low or no carbon resources or technologies available to us today. Where I see much of the technology advancement and investment going is in finding ways to actually ramp up those resources that have been staring us in the face for decades in a quick, efficient, and affordable way.
Think more offshore wind farms, even thinner, cheaper photovoltaic solar cells on our roofs and devices. Not exactly mind-blowing policy, but there's also still room for more research and development in discovering that magic energy bullet, the new technology that could revolutionize the way we do everything. Here's Professor Holtman again.
It may be in battery technology, which would clearly revolutionize the way we do our personal automobility. It could come in the provision of biofuels, which is another area we've seen a lot of interest and investment in the past decade.
There is a lot of venture capital going into these newer areas of tech, says Holtman. It's just hard to know if any of them will succeed. And so the Obama administration is likely more interested in pushing for safer bets.